This is Long-Term Care Connections for November 12, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. Don't delay. The deadline to submit an intent to apply for the 2026 National Quality Awards is tomorrow, November 13. The annual awards from the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living offer more than just recognition. The Quality Awards provide a framework for continuous improvement and a team-building opportunity that engages staff across all levels of your organization. Submitting an intent to apply is not a requirement, but you will gain access to key benefits such as a discounted application fee, exclusive reminders, resources, and tips, and access to webinars and support tools to guide your application process. Visit acanccal.org or go to this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org to learn more and find the link to submit your intent to apply before the deadline at 5 p.m. tomorrow. WACA is proud to recognize the achievements of several member facilities, all of which recently earned deficiency-free surveys. Congratulations to the hardworking teams at Fieldstone Rolling Bay on Bainbridge Island, East Wenatchee Senior Living, Cordata Court in Bellingham, and Fieldstone on Clear Creek. We'd like to give a special shout-out to Blossom Creek Memory Care, who recently earned their 9th consecutive deficiency-free survey. On behalf of all of us at WACA, we appreciate the incredible amount of effort and care that each of these facilities' administrators and their teams put in to ensure their residents have the best possible experience. We are honored to count each of you among our membership. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections online or follow our socials for more details about each team. Recordings are now available from last month's briefing on Washington's Clean Building Performance Standard. The policy requires compliance with energy efficiency standards that take effect on June 1, 2026, for buildings with greater than 50,000 square feet. Smaller buildings must meet compliance standards by July 1, 2027. While the deadline may seem distant, efforts for the preparatory work, including energy benchmarking and auditing, development of an energy management plan, and an operations and maintenance program, must begin now if providers are to meet imminent deadlines. If you weren't able to attend the training, you can find the link to access the recording through WACA's Education Hub on this week's issue of LTC Connections online, or at education.waca.org. WACA is hosting informal, 30-minute webinars to help kickstart your advocacy efforts for this coming legislative session. Whether you're a new advocate or just need a refresher, this is an opportunity for you and your team to learn more about WACA's advocacy strategies and opportunities, gain insight into Washington's civics and political scene, and prepare for the 2026 legislative session. From virtual and in-person meetings, to email campaigns, to penning thoughtful op-eds and sharing testimony, there is a place for everyone in advocacy. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org to learn more about these informal training sessions, or reach out to Aiden Swain at waca.org to schedule a meeting with your team today. Did you know that WACA is on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram? Give us a follow! We regularly post about our events and educational opportunities, so you'll never miss a registration announcement. We also feature member facility visits with legislators and WACA staff, as well as give member facility shout-outs for achievements such as deficiency-free surveys, AHCA National Quality Award recipients, and more. We also love it when members tag us in their own social media posts. In today's grassroots update, we're sending a letter to the governor, and we need your help. Later this week, WACA is launching an electronic action campaign aimed at Governor Ferguson's office, amplifying a strong, unified voice for long-term care and reminding the governor that our sector must be funded in his supplemental budget, which is set to arrive in December. This supplemental release will serve as the budget roadmap and a key guide that both chambers of the legislature will use to write, debate, and revise their own budgets during the 2026 session. We've heard from House budget leaders that the supplemental budget will carry significant weight, which is where you come in. We anticipate the economic forecast to be released this afternoon, so watch your inbox tomorrow for a message from the Action Center with a link to send a letter to the governor with a few simple clicks. Contact Aiden Swain at waca.org with any questions. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Join WACA tomorrow, November 13, for a free webinar on implementing Washington's new residency agreement and transfer or discharge rules for Medicaid residents. Providers serving any Medicaid residents must comply with the new regulations, which DSHS will begin enforcing in January 2026. On November 20, WACA and INSPAC will host a webinar focusing on developing strong leadership skills, effective communication, decision-making, and navigating the challenges of leadership in post-acute care settings for skilled nursing professionals. Pre-registration is now open for Assisted Living Care Academy, December 2 to 9. This intensive virtual workshop is for nurses, caregivers, and executive directors who want to learn more about running a wellness department and nursing services in assisted living. You can register for the full workshop or just sign up for the nurse delegation session on December 9. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.